Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Steve Odell. Details on where true power lies for Iran's future after weekend political demonstrations. Then the overlap of Lent and Ramadan gives Christians an even stronger call to prayer for the Muslim world. That story in just a moment. But we start in Iran. Ahead of February 14, opposition leader Reza Pahlavi called for a global day of action. The purpose? To show solidarity with Iran's Lion and Sun revolution. More than a million Iranians and supporters joined worldwide. Farshid Mahdi from Trans World Radio says,
"They want that everybody in the world knows that Iran is different than Islamic Republic of Iran. Iran is different than this government and this Revolutionary Guard."
Pahlavi also took part in the Munich Security Conference where he represented democratic Iran. He urged intervention to stop the killings. The event meant a lot for Iranians inside the country who cannot openly protest due to severe persecution.
They are protesting to say, we don't want this regime. We don't want Islam anymore.
TWR's Persian World Radio platform connects people with hope beyond this world.
We have a big harvest and big heart of people. They are so open for gospel.
Find your place in the story. The prayers of Christians, says Mahdi, is something the Iranian government fears.
And now I understand why they are afraid that two Christian people coming together in Iran and praying. They was afraid because they lost the power because we are praying.
To learn more about how you can help, visit missionnews.org. Then, Lebanon's government says it will need at least 4 months to complete phase two of its plan to disarm the Shiite Muslim group Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. The Monday announcement comes over a week after a divisive meeting between Lebanon's army chief and a United States senator. Their meeting ended soon after the senator's hot-button question, "Is Hezbollah a terrorist organization?" Pierre Hosni with Horizons International says the army chief's careful response has more nuance than you might think.
The question, if he answered it correctly, it would jeopardize his ability to be diplomatic in Lebanon and to actually deal with not only Hezbollah, but also the Shiite population.
As Lebanon charts a tenuous future, Hosni says that for diplomats and leaders,
it's not just about picking a side, it's about bringing sides together. So we need Christian leaders in Lebanon who are able to bring together the populace of Muslims and Christians.
Dive into more of the truths and nuances about Hezbollah in the full report online. For now, pray for Horizons International as it builds bridges between Muslims and the gospel without compromise. Pray for unity across the global church, especially in Lebanon, as it navigates so many complex realities. Then, Christian and Muslim holy days coincide this week. Today marks the start of both Lent and Ramadan. To an outsider, they might sound like the same season. Samuel of Redemptive Stories says,
"For many Christians, Lent is a season of fasting, repentance, reflection, and preparation for Easter. For Muslims, Ramadan is a month of fasting, prayer, almsgiving, and heightened devotion to God. I want to make sure I say this clearly. These are not the same.
While the holidays share several similarities,
here is the key theological difference. Christians do not fast in order to earn God's favor. Lent prepares our hearts to celebrate the cross and the resurrection, where salvation was accomplished and not achieved by us.
By contrast, Ramadan is obligatory for Muslims. From sunrise to sunset, they abstain from food or drink and increase their prayers.
Fasting during Ramadan is one of the five pillars of Islam, and many Muslims believe it increases their spiritual merit and draws them closer to God.
Samuel describes four ways you can pray and reach out to Muslims during Ramadan in the full report online. Find the details you need at missionnetworknews.org.
Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness." And during Ramadan, millions are physically hungry while spiritually seeking. That is not something to dismiss.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Steve Odell.